officials is everyone going to go, shower and see him.
Buddy.
You made your ladle?
Is that ladle? A ladle when you...
A much better reason why he's not a Bari than Shemlin, because as I said, we said a while back, that the reason why there's no Shashi in Tafta is sexual. It's a lot wiser on Shashi in Tafta. He said, you're Nana Sigler's dick. So it sounds like he's tiny that you were Mars. But no, he's tiny, whatever can work for him.
What do you get?
Okay. So he's betting tiny two things. He's tiny two possibilities.
The Marechas HaKadusha Torah and Avedas Hashem. Kanira, every Avera, every Midora, that accomplishes its damage. Destroys different Chalukim, different parts in that system. Kanira, there are Chalukim HaKaymas, the different parts in this huge Marechas of kedusha of avodas Hashem, that it's makalkal. That we saw last week, that the makom yuchad, the yitzer harayis, the place where it throws its damage, is dafka the makom of the mensch itself. The yitzer invades the ani of the mensch. Goes, creeps under the gulus of the sense of self. And that's where it leaves its fingerprints, and that's where it wreaks its damage, its havoc. So Nachum Awar the Sugya, that we saw in the Ram Chaim HaKadosh, they were dealing with a taiva that's kamat uncontrollable. Come out of control. There's a certain times, there's certain parts of it which are uncontrollable. If it enters enters the mensch. And we saw in the Aruch Haim HaKadosh, the Nekuda, the Mokam that we have to fight on is really the Knesa, allowing the Yetzer in, that's through the eyes. Inayim and the Machshava. So we have a Taiva. And Mitzad Echad is an extremely anoridic Taiva that's in control. Like we spoke about just to remind us what we're holding here, what we're trying to accomplish in the beginning of the Vayomer is to realize what's at stake. It's an neridik amacham. But we're trying to see a little bit, what do we have at stake over here? What we have at stake is poshut ourselves. That's what we see. We have at stake is the basic, the haskalah where everything starts with. If we let the Yetzer in, we'll let the Yetzer invade, so then There's gonna be nothing left. There's nobody there, nobody home. The tremendous, anyone who's ever nichshol in this, and probably 99% of the Bria was nichshol. Sometimes some more, some less, and these in Yonim. But anyone who's ever nichshol in this, they definitely know the emptiness that comes be'ikvos. A nichshol in this Indian is an ois nemon to the city we're talking about. It's a different type of emptiness. There is every avera has a certain amount of reconis that accompanies it. But the reconis that there is in this sugya, it's oim b'nifnei atzma. Again, it's b'yisoyed, it's by the goyim also. B'yisoyed, this has to do with a mensch. This has to do with a kilkul and a destruction, an erosion in the pashim of the mensch himself. This is an ois nemon to what the goyim and the moral are saying, that this sugya he's damaging and he's ruining, destroying Pashut, the mensch itself. We saw last week a little bit the first step, the first level of this is that Tumah. The Tumah creates a blockage. Pashut, how does it create? It creates a blockage to the person, meaning Obey, in his inner system. We can't begin to. There's no transparency. Tyra is. There's no. Everything is revealed. Everything is clear. Everything is there the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it. The Koich is speak to you. If there are parts of your system, your body, that are crying to be nourished and crying out, they need to be nourished, need to be accommodated, you'll be able to see it. Someone, the Tumah comes in, the Tumah is, everything's covered, doesn't know. There's a part of it that's crying out and screaming out. Total disconnect, total blockage. That's Tumah. And that's Tumah. And this hits someone as we started speaking last week. This is the olive base. It's hard to be marachin it. I don't want to spend too much time in it. But look at the beginning of the Volbe and the Shaar Gimel. We start off the whole in a sikum b'miksas. If you want to masake and tamsis of what the overall job of a ben Torah is, a ben yeshiva is, it says more or less is to take a human being which has all of his yitzharis and all his kreiches and all naturally is an ayur parah. And he tried to blend it with the Torah. And he says, you need to know two things. You need to know how the Torah works, and you need to know how yourself works. You need to know how you work. You need to know how me works. That's not how it works. That's not how it works. You have to know different parts of you. You have to understand yourself. That's an attempt is what your overall, all your years in yeshiva, all your years, the light's going to be in the beginning, the formative years for sure. Pasha, to blend yourself. This is the alphas. You can't begin to understand yourself if you don't see yourself. You don't, nothing is. This is mamish. This damages us in the deepest this elementary, basic level of ourselves, which we can't even start, to turn to Avodas Hashem, to Ben Olam Hakadosh, Ben Olam Chaver. That's what we saw last week. We'll do there a bowl, but we quoted last week, Hemshah, the Shah Gilad brings the Gavaldic remnant to this Indian. Chazal and the Megillah, I think, did Chesam Abayz. I'm talking about the Seder of the Brachas of Shemana Esrei. Why were Chazal Masmich? Why in the Shemana Esrei are they Masmich? At the Chayin in Adam Das, the Kedusha. The third Brachas of Shemana Esrei, Kedusha. They bring a Pasek. Yeah, I think it's Lamdu Soy Ruach Bina. Yeah. And then it says, Kedosh Yisrael. It says in the Pasek, first Kedusha, and then it says, Yilamdi Soy Ruach Bina. Mara says, you see, Kedusha brings to Bina. Zaka Volbo, what's the word we're talking about? Bina is understanding. What brings to understanding, what brings to a person to be able to understand himself? That's Kedusha. Kedusha, when there's no additives, when your insides are apparent, are revealed, are you're alert, you're connected to yourself, then you start to understand yourself. One Gemara, I want to feel like I'll be that Nakuda, it's Mamash Hashlom. It's going to Moral, the Gemara needed if you give him an Aleph, the Gemara state as a Lezer Oimer. Kol ha'oiches ba'amo u'ma'ashtim, ki u mevi ma'abal oilam. Because I'll say when a person, Zayis Tzrachav, so he's supposed to have zeros, not to be oiches ba'amo. Because it brings to Yitzah Zer, it can bring to Ruhim, it can bring to Yitzah Zer. Over the Dagdor for such a mensch, like Chazal say, Polakil, maybe Mabaloy. Man, you don't need the Mabal, what is Eichas? A lot of things. This person who's Eichas Bahama, Kibu, he's Nagua and these in Yonim. He's in Yonim, Yoni Tyra, in Yoni Tumas, and Machshova. So he's maybe Mabaloy. What's the Kesher? So Rashi helps us out of Rashi. If Nord says, Kibu, maybe Mabal, Shaveira Zuhaisabiyoda. The Dora Mabel, they were Nagua, Moid, and Yoni Arayas. Specifically, Rashi's Mashman, this in Yonim, and Moid Zorazel Zatol. But he says, he brings a Pasuk, Tisiv ki hishchis kol basar, the dark el arts. Amru brings Chazal, Reitchim Kilkul. That's where they were punished with Reitchim, that order. State though that there's an aimic, there's a connection between someone who is Nichshol, someone who is Hoylech, after these in Yonim, and the Dora Mabel. The Dor Mabel, B'ksei HaMazlik, Mamash. The Dor Mabel, everyone understands that wasn't a regular Einish. It was never an Einish. In the University of Kali Yisrael, it was like the Dor Mabel. It wasn't an Einish. The Dor Mabel, and Tamsis Advarim was that the world reached a matzah where it couldn't exist, couldn't continue to exist. It wasn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu Pashut destroyed the whole world and made Madur Shnia, that's what he did. He destroyed the whole world, because I'll say even Tesva Ba'amba into the earth. The whole world was Pashit, and we called it Rodit. That's Kihishkas Kobasadarka. It was rotten from the thing. There's nothing. When there's a Pagami Bachutz, when the Pagami Bachutz, you could start working. Maybe I can get rid of that Pagami Bachutz. But when the world reaches a matzav where it's eroded me the thing, so there's nothing to work with. That was Dharma. That was Dharma. And this was saying somebody who is. Was Hoylech, was Zoyne, Achri, and Yonim Elu. So that's what happens. He's starting, like we just saw, in the Goyin Amaral, he is eroding himself. He is slowly decaying the fabrics of his humanity, of his self, all his faculties. Apasha being worn out, his total disconnection with himself. And slowly he reaches the Matzah, he's eroded, but there's nothing left. That's how Kadosh Baruch Hu destroyed the world. There's no such Oynish to destroy the world. Be as oil, and that's the bosses of the world. That's the bosses within the world. Comes Hashem's gezoishim within the marechet. You don't. That there's nothing left. That's the sugi we saw last week. That someone who lives with this tumah. So there's nobody there. Pressure someone there. That's the hakbalah between someone who is faithful and is nyonim and the dora mabul. The oinish of the dora mabul. So how you want to take a go step weiter. Should write a little bit. Another writer, similar. It's also talking about. We see how Yitzhak Darayas is makalkal the atzmis of the person. We're not talking about the kudu we spoke about last week. The etzem other, but betoich the mention. So We saw in the first week we spoke a little about Shoivim. In the Sfarim state that the Shoresh of this Avodah is Mushrish in the Golas and the Gula of Mitzrayim. In the Golas of Mitzrayim, Klal Yisrael was sent into Tumas Mitzrayim, the Erev HaSa'aretz. And the Golas was a slow process of cleansing Klal Yisrael from Tumas Mitzrayim. Have you heard that the Etzim Golas, Tumas Mitzrayim was the Golas. The Golas, part of the Golas was Tumas Mitzrayim. There's a kesher between Kenira, Tuma, and Golas. Let's move over many places. Golas, there was a Golas Mitzrayim, was a Golas Kloli to Klal Yisrael. When a mensch is maybe al atzmoy, Tumas Machshava, Tumas Hirurim Roim, Estakles, we shouldn't be Estakle, Knesset to this Nyanam of Yitzhak Darayas. So the Etzim, he's sending him to himself to a Golas Pratim. He sent himself to a Golas party. So that's a little bit. So last week we saw you lose your identification. That's one of the first ideas of a Golas. You lose your atzmius. Klal Yisrael was like an Uber b'mei Mitzrayim. Everyone discussed Nachan Akuda. That's and then Golas, the person loses his kviyas makom. And the basic hagadoros of Golas is that you lose a kviyas makom. The morale. Netzach Yisrael, Maral Netzach Yisrael. Whole Sefer Netzach Yisrael, the Etzim is to talk about Golos and Gula. Perek Aleph, the Maral's mind, the Iker HaGdor, what is Golos? Golos is Ibud Makom, that's what Golos is. Zot Maral, so as I'll say in Ovis, in Perek Dal, and then Perek Dal, and Perek Dal, Ein Lecha Adam She'ein Lo Yishon, Ve'ein Lecha Dover She'ein Lo Yimakom. Zot Maral. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the world in such a way that everything in the world has a mokim, has a place. That's what's mekayim, preserves it, and that's what allows it to function in its proper life. That's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chayk, He made the world. That has its place. Why can't it be in 15 places? No, that's not the way it's supposed to be. Everything has its place, and when it's in its habitat, when it's in its zone, when it's in its mokim, when it's in its gvul, that's when it's able to operate and function in its proper way. Just we have a dugma 2 weeks ago, parsha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Makas Arav, because I'll say He bought the animals, he bought them with him, in their natural habitats. He bought them with Adama, he bought the Chesnish, the lions from Africa, and he bought them with the little piece of the karka they used to live in over there. He bought them there. Why? Like that, I'm talking about this impression. Why? Because he wanted them to be as ferocious as they could be, as wild and as ferocious, and where are they going to be able to be metafkeh in their natural matzav, in their natural habitat? So he bought them with it. Kach, chokach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Nebriyim. That everything works, every bria, every part of the creation is able to operate properly when it has a kviyas makom. So we're going to see that one of the basic ramifications and consequences of koyches of the tumah, the yitzhar darayas, is nus. Is nus migloshen, we mentioned this last week, is nus migloshen to stray. Liznois means to stray. Soita also lost, and Satya also is to sway to the way. What Znus, what the Yitzhak does is, as Iker Kleicha says, is to take a person out of his mokum, out of his gvul. Two things happen. Betoich a person's gvul, first of all, he's kavua, he's grounded, he's connected to something, and he's also united. Everything is in its place. The second something goes out of its gvul, out of its mokum, first of all, it doesn't have any ground, it doesn't have any basis, it doesn't have any solid foundation. Yeah, it's not connected to something, and all of a sudden everything starts to scatter. It's pizur ha-nefesh. All the different parts of faculties that have the many different units of the mensch, of the system, any system really, it's supposed to be working in tandem together with each other. When they're not in their gvul, all of a sudden everything's in disarray. The Reishis Chochma. He says a Taich what's Kedusha, Precious, the Reish Chachman is in Perek Aleph, or his Tezvav. He's going with Ramban says Kedusha and Tiyu is Precious. He says there are two levels of Kedusha, we're going to talk about the first one. Gather a Precious who can Moshe Pirush Ramban. Kadesh Lashon Precious, this is Hagdor, Pasha Dictionary Taich. Lateis geder ugvul leval yetzei chutz lemokoim hachoy. The idea of Kedusha is to give a boundary, a fence, that something, the thing that you're having, you're watching, should not go out of its boundaries. And he brings to Raya some psukim. Mizeh asur. Nimsa betor b'neviim harvi milas Kedusha merim al zeh mehem hagbel es ahar v'kidashta. By Ma'amar Asina, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe of Aaron, hagbel es ahar v'kidashta. Make a gvul, each part of Klai Yisrael, its place where they will have to go up to, the animals, so. Kakuna, this Canaan, Moshe of Aaron. Everyone had its place. That's called Kedusha. Why is that called Kedusha? When everything has its place, that's Kedusha. That's what Kedusha is. Kineged zeh izbo the koyach atuma and who's that? So I want to be marechav a little bit and understand. The value of this idea of a gvul, this idea of kviyas makom. How important is kviyas makom to the production, the ability of a person to produce, to operate, to advance in life? A mensch, person, he sets goals. Hopefully, a person has goals in life. The ability to stick to that goals, stick to goals under pressure, under disturbances, under impulses. What's that koyach? That koyach is what's called kviyas. The koyach in a mensch, what's called kviyas. When he's able to stick, a person also, he has a makom. What does it mean he has a makom? Part of it is a physical makom. Everyone has their house, everyone has their dira, their bed, a makom in the bench, the kviyas makom. But a person in himself also, ba'atma, he has a kviyas. A certain kviyas. He has a certain connection to what's good, to what he should be doing. That's his kviyas. The ability to stick. Consistency, what we call consistency in life. That's really a direct expression of kviyas. Someone who's grounded, who's connected to the core of himself, to what he should be doing, he's able to have consistency in life. How, I hate to keep on using this, might have been saying this, but how much of a problem, keep we hitting so many problems over there, how much is it one of the ways to characterize Adar, the loss of the ability of people of having lack of consistency, is Olam Menorah. The inability, Pasha, to stick to something for more than basically a few hours, a few days. Whether it's a shir, whether it's a sugya, whether it's a chavrusa. I mean, there are some people I'm learning with them, you know, sometimes they like to learn with me. Many people like have to change topics every 5 weeks. They're looking for something new. It's like they're getting bored already. Learning the same sefer for 5 weeks already. Look at what's going on. Consistency means that if you know something's good for you, even if you don't feel it that week, you stick to it. And if you know it's not good for you, what happens if you have a chavrusa who's good for you, but it's hard for a week, and a week and a half, and 2 weeks? 75%, I'm telling you, I have experienced 75% of bochurim in our don't pass that insight. They drop the chavrusa. They can't. Drop the chavrusa. No kviyas, nothing. There's nothing there. Nothing there. Deep down, you know it's good for you. You know it's good for you. So hold on to something. There's a little pressure. There's no consistency. There's no kviyas. Ability for a person to hold on to ideals. Hold on to ideals. You know, say to yourself 15 times, that going with these friends is not good for you. This friend comes, it's not good for you to go with your friends. What's going to allow you the ability during the makam of a pitu, your taiva, to go with this friend? It's consistency. It's kviyas. It's being able to connect, to stick, to hold to your goals, to your standards, to your principles. And this again, so many things. I used to have this. This is so I can tell you so many of them in chaburus. Person could join the chabur. All of a sudden, they do a parak. He doesn't like. He's out. What happened? What do you mean you're out? What do you mean every day is a different thing? You're part of something. Every day you can decide what's good for me that day. Every month you can decide what's good for you that month. There's a tremendous, tremendous lack of kviyas. And this is one sugya, it's one sugya in a mensch. Kviyas is what allows us to stick to our goals and be productive people. A person who's a adam kavua, who's not transient, every second is being pulled to whatever seems to him nice today. But I'm giving examples, but in the ruchistic world, and obviously it's even worse when you're talking about types. If you're pulled every time there's a pitu, You don't have the tools to fight against it. You're not connected to anything. Kfiyus mokum, kfiyus an nefesh, the kfiyus of the mensch. That's what allows a person to function. And that's what Chelik David, page 235, yes. Said someone once asked him, if there's one thing a person can work on, it's clear, he wasn't saying it's the most chashuv either. But a person's stuck, he can only work in one thing, what should he work on? He said, someone asked me, and I said, he said, ikvius. That's the figure. Ikvius means consistency. I told him the first thing you should do is work on consistency, because he adds in, because from there everything comes. He really means to mean, as a functioning, as a productive midah, you need that midah of consistency. You need to be able to hold on to the same sefer. How many times have you started with a sefer? How many times have you finished the whole time with the same Musa sefer? How many times have you done it? It's chachas. How many times we need a new sugi? I need a new sugi. I need a, let's start a new sugi. Your whole life you're starting a new sugi. There's nothing, there's no... Of course you're missing kfiyas. You're missing kfiyas in the nefesh. One of the reasons why we're missing so much kfiyas, this is our sugi. The sugi of taiva, and taiva's hanoshim, the frat, is a sugi that is a hepech gomor of the sugi of kedusha, really, which is giving a gavul. It makes a person, it takes him kol kulay, that he has absolutely no gavul. He's never connected to one place. He's every place, and he's no place. He's every place, and he's no place. Impulse. Every person has impulses, whims. The whole mitzias of taiva, and the tumah that taiva brings in, is it connects the person to a mitzias which pulls him constantly after his impulses. And you can never build a kfiyas in anything in life. You have no kfiyas. You're not connected to anything. You're all over the place. You're straight. Ramban has a nifl de gador. Ramban, Parashat Lech Lecha. He's talking about the Mokam Bris. Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu picked Oisei Eivor for the Mokam Bris? He's in the Gaval de Hagdor. He calls Oisei Mokam. He says the Eivor Rav Hamahuma. That's the Hagdor. Oisei Mokam is called Rav Hamahuma. What does that mean? Huma means confusion. It's the place of mass confusion. That's that koyecha taiva. When you look at it in an unadulterated way, purity, that's what's called kuli a chetz of confusion. It's going nowhere, it's just total confusion. When you go after it, it brings you to absolutely no tachlis, no productivity, bringing you absolutely nowhere, just the only thing it is confusion. Huma is ma, double lotion, ma, what? You don't know where you are, you just. In a disarray, that is the koyach of that type. It's trying to get you to go after what? Exactly what? Nothing. The tzad hashav is that you're absolutely not connected to anything. You're without any boundary. You're all over the place. You're in a disarray, without any kfiyas, without any consistency, without any hemshach. Understand a little bit. I don't want to give it seer. A little bit, I'm hoping I'm mature enough to hear a little bit. I'm gavoyim in the Indian a little bit. This is the tzir, and this is mamish kol kuli. This is the heart of the sugir. And some is moitzi zera l'atalim. So the tumah that comes in such a person, it's called in Chazal. It's called keri. Tumah's keri. Now keri. Keri is milosh and mikre. Carries Milosh and Mikra. What's the Imika Torah? Why is it called Mikra? Why is that called Tumatumat Mitzvah? So this is not just the tzir of the whole, it's a tzir of the Imika Inyam, but it's Magia to every expression, Lamaisa, and anyone has in the world of the Sugi of Arayis. A mensch, one of the Iker Mitzvahs, basic first mitzvah that's given to a human being is Pruvu. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us a mitzvah. Al tzad kedusha, when we're shomer oisim koiches, when we're shomer bris, when we're shomer the makom and the makom is the gufa, the koiches at tumah are trying to hop away from us. So a mensch, he's boyne bias. He takes an isha and he settles down. He's boyne bias, a bingana deyad. He's kiveya himself, and from that comes pruvu. That represents the productivity of a mensch. We're talking about the koyach of a mensch to produce, to be boyred. Nefesh HaChaim talks about the beginning of Nefesh HaChaim, how Adam is nivra betzelam alekim, that he's also a boyred. In this physical world, the Mishchaim talks about the Bar Lamas and the Lamas Aliyim and the Lamas you can't see. But in this physical world, the greatest expression of the Koyach of a Mensch to be Bairi is the ability to create a child, create offspring. The human being becomes a Shutif to the Bairi Olam. He has a Nitzchias, connection to Nitzchias. Shloisha Shutfim Ba'adam, and he has a Nitzchias. He creates a door, and he creates another door, and he creates another door. The nakuda of consistency, the nakuda of being able in life to hold to something and continue to productivity, that's the nakuda, the koyach that allows for a person to shtelevek shtark things that have kiyum. A person who is consistent in his life, he could be maimed dvarim that have kiyum. A person who whole life is on impulse, you'll see he's never going to have a job for 10 days, lose that job. He'll have a relationship for a year, or half a year, lose a chavrusas, everything. The koyach to have things from kiyum comes from kviyas. A person who was an ikviz person, could shtalavek a yeshiva will last 300 years. He'll shtalavek a mishpacha that will have. One of the greatest things that stays, like develop most things that a person creates, they eventually nifsad. Other things stay longer. Mashal yayin is something that is able to stay, has a greater koyach of consistency, of potency than other things. In the bria, one of the things that is the greatest koyach of potency to stay fast is the zera v'mensh. Zera by from Kali, by Nilan is also the Zera Mensch. Take something and it creates something that has a key in the Dura Duras. Create something that it has a key and 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 it has a key. The Yetzirah of Arayis comes and he comes to a person as Mefatim to take Oysu Koyach. The Koyach that represents the ability of a person, the Iker Kfiyas of a person. The kviyas, the chelik that he has the most potency to create a hemshechius, continuity. And he takes you, and he's mefati you to use that for 5 seconds. For a taiva for 5 seconds that's garnished, nothing. Mikre. What is a mikre? Transient. What is a mikre? It's nothing, something that can have any continuity. Something happened, I bumped into him. Not part of a process, not part of a halach, not going anywhere. Nothing. This is a dogma, this is the whole Sugya Arayis, that's what he's coming to. He's coming to take a person who has a koyach to be a davar kavua, l'neitzach nitzochim, and he's making into you a shmata. Nothing, Taivas Noshim, even more than other Taivas, maybe we'll see this, B'hemshech, has absolutely no purpose, doesn't have any taich, at the end of the day, achri and baisa, you feel like you did nothing, and of course, how empty you feel. Imagine the feeling of a person taking a koyach that potentially could have built him and could have built so much and is supposed to be saved to you so much and taking that and using it for nothing for 5 seconds. 5 seconds of nothing, I don't know what time, 5 seconds of one. I don't know where I got 5 seconds of a second. This is the sugya you're dealing with. This is the beginning of dogma, the shirish, you know, but in every time, every time you go, you nimshach after this thing, every time it takes you away and it takes you out of your kviyas and it brings in a tumah that the tumah is b'cheftza chiluf in the kviyas. Actually, we can understand a little bit, it's divrei Kabbalah, but on a pshatik level, to understand Chaim HaKadosh, if they go to Chaim HaKadosh, Parashat Kedoshim. Kedoshim to you. Kadosh and Yeshem Lekechem. Next pasuk. Kadosh and Tiyur, Ramon Ramban says, is talking about to make Gedorim. In Yoni, Bashim, sorry, says, making Gedorim in Yoni Arise. The Ramban learns it makes Gedorim in all Yoni Rishus, so you shouldn't eventually also come to these in Yoni. Well, the next Sivu is, Ish Imai Va'olav Tiro, Vesab Shoyisei Teshmoy, Vani Yeshem Lekechem. I'm a Kadosh, bothered by the Smichas, what's going on? This connection, the Kadosh and Tiyur, Ish Imai Va'olav Tiro, what's Pshat? Dr. Aruchayim Kadosh. Shemati Mishem Anshe Emes, in Kabbalah. Ki diyuka na'av tagbir koyach ha'kedusha b'ben. The posik is being ramiz that there's a connection between a person's relationship with his father and Yoni Kedusha. The picture and the tzir and the image of a person's father is able to strengthen the koyach ha'kedusha in the son. V'timneu mi'ba el ha'tiyuv. And it will withhold him and deter him from coming into connection with any disgusting connection with Torah.
Yitzra Einov Yoldov Nefesh.
And before he brings down this daimit to Yosef HaTzadik. And Shemis is saying Yosef HaTzadik wasn't a one-time thing. A schooler for somebody, he's saying, a schooler for somebody who's having a Nisayin in Oisin Yonim, he should be Mitzayer his father. He should be Mitzayer his father, an image of his father, and that's going to help him to save him from a Mishol in this city. What's the Pshat again? It's Kabbalah. It's Sula. What does it mean, Kenzayin? It's not Mishnah Sugi we're talking with. What does it mean, your father? Your father means that's your Yichus. Your connection. Your Hemshech of Mitzayer. You're part of something. You're connected to something bigger. You're not this. The Daiva comes to you and he says, anyways, you're transient. What are you doing with your life? You're nothing. You're 5 seconds. Every 5 seconds you're somewhere else. Anyways, what's going to be? What's it going to be even for 5 seconds? No, remember your father. Remember you're a part of something big. Remember your parents. Remember you're coming from somewhere. If you're a father, maybe you should remember your sons, maybe your children. Remember there's a hemshich, you're part of something bigger. You're a person supposed to be chayvik olamos, who has kfiyas, who has the ability to be connected to something and to be kavua. This is the sugya we're dealing with. This is the second kudu we wanted it. The heres. The heres of the tzuras ha'odim. The taiva darayas, the taiva of znus, the yitzhar rayas, when it comes, and any connection we have with it, we saw from the sugya sharm last week, every chaylik is shaykh znus mamish. It takes a person, strays away from his koyach kfiyas. A natural person, you do, you have a kfiyas mother, you have a tendency to be kavua. And we have the ability to set ourselves up and stick to our goals and stick to be more kavua than people, stick to what we wanted, to our parents. Then things also, everything would be, we know everything is, things would be in control. We have this koyach, that koyach, that koyach, you know, like a library. If it's a library, mesudr, we'll be mesudr. We'll be mesudr. Of the Yitzhar, takes us away, he brings us into a Shasarat. This is the Chayr Abir, that was the Lashon, sound like, come on, I'm pretty sure I can say it before, that was the Lashon, sound like that was the Lashon of Chaim Kanevsky, he told the Basha. He said that the Gzer of the internet is a Hamoka in the Golos, that was the Lashon. And then he didn't say so many words, I don't think. It wasn't Bechtei, that's what he's trying to say. That in the Golos that Chayr Soul's in right now, there's another level. When he brought Klaus, when he bought the internet, brought the Yitzhar Rais in the back door, into the base medrash, into the kids of everyone's homes. So, say that. First of all, he bought the Yitzhar Rais, he brought it in a new way, in a way that we totally lost kvias. We're everywhere, and we're nowhere. You could be anywhere, and you could be everywhere. Befrat with this in you, with whoever you want, with anyone. So how could you be anywhere? How could you have any kvias? How could you stick to your goals? How could you stick to a vad or a shir or anything that you want to stick to? There's no kfiyas. How could you, when you realize that something should be good for you, when the impulse comes, how are you going to be able to fight against it? There's no kfiyas. It's called kulay. It's nus. Taking you away from your makam, but at the end of the day, you're left without any makam. This is all that's at tire. In Kedusha, is Kenegate. Kedusha is when a person, he has gvulas, he's a person who has gvulas, that's shemer. That gives the person to be productive, that preserves the person, and then he can start building himself, kiveya, akedekach, a binyan adiyat, a binyan adiyat.